We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here this morning. Appreciate that their heart's been made to feel in the service. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hands for the service today. I appreciate what's already been said and done this morning. If you won't read with us, we're going to read some probably out of going to read some out of the first chapter of the book of Genesis. The first chapter. That's where we'll be reading. I'm going to read a few more verses prior to that. Bruce read something this morning that that I'm going to read a little bit up above where he read this morning. He read some out of Little John, the First John, the second chapter. And I'm going to read some up above where he had read. Not that we, I just feel like reading this morning. It said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I'm going to read just a little bit out of Peter, I believe it is. We're going to read some out of the second chapter of 1 Peter. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you might put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. First chapter of the book of Genesis. You bear with us. We're going to start with about the 20th verse. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the scripture this morning. I know that we are probably read in places that we're not even going to go around, but felt like reading this morning. There's a reason for that. And there's a reason for that that we have today. And I don't know altogether what we'll do, but we're going to try our best to get ourselves out of the way and just deliver that we feel that we have on our hearts today. Bible says here, and that God had created, and you go through the first chapter, and you can see the days that God created the things of which he did, and he got down to the sixth day, and he created that of the fowl, and that of the fish, and the cattle, and beast, and all that. But then he come down to a place to where it said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And I'd like to talk to us just a little bit this morning about man. You might say, preacher, that covers a big area. It most certainly does. There's not anything in this world that God created that he thought more of than that of man. The Bible says, as he went here and created these things, that he created that of the fish and the cattle and the beast and all such as that, but he only created the man after his own image, after his own likeness. Now, there's a lot of things that brethren may not fit down through the Word of God, but there was one thing that God was interested from this day forward. From this day forward, my friend, God was interested in the man that he had created. Man. Now, in his own image and in his own likeness, he created man, and brethren, he put man in a place that man could have lived forever had he not sinned. Think about that. Think about it. Now I'm going to take my time. And I want you to understand, my friend, there was not anything, nor is there anything in this world that God loves any more than he does man. Man that he created in his own likeness, in his own image. You say, preacher, then why ain't we like God? Because we are flesh, my friend, and God found out we had a choice today. We had a choice. He made him a free moral agent. Yes, he did. We're not robots. No, sir. I think of it, my friend, quite often when people come out and they put together all these fascinating things, and they'll push a button, it'll do all this stuff. Brethren, we're not robots today. Brethren, we're a free moral agent. Yes, we are. A free moral agent. Now, I want you to think about that. Brethren, we've got decisions that we have to make. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, if God made him after his own image and after his own likeness, why did he cause him to sin? Brethren, God didn't cause him to sin. He gave man a choice, and man chose the wrong thing. Did he not put him in the midst of the garden to keep the garden? Yes, sir, to keep it. The Bible says that he gave him of every tree of the garden, my friend, and there he didn't have to plant it. Brethren, all he had to do was keep it. But he had one thing that he was not to do, and that was to partake of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of good and evil. Brethren, it was said, I think, in our Sunday school this morning, brethren, something about that my dad taught me right from wrong. Yes, sir, there's a lot of things that we was taught right and wrong. Brethren, that ain't the knowledge of good and evil. You hear me? Why, preacher, I know what was right. Brethren, that ain't the knowledge of good and evil. You'll come to the knowledge of good and evil when God pricks that heart. You come to the accountability, my friend, of yourself and not another. Yes, sir. These folks today, my friend, that don't think there's any accountability whatsoever. I'm going to preach all I can. I'm not going to be able probably to get back to where we started this morning. But brethren, I want you to realize they wouldn't anything that God wouldn't do for the man of which he created. Wouldn't anything. Brethren, as you go through the scripture, you'll find that after Adam sinned, My friend, he took and drove him out of the garden. He drove him out of that garden. Yes, sir. Out of that good place. Yes, sir. Why, preacher? Because he transgressed the law of God. That's why. Bible teaches us, my friend, there was something for man to do. As man went on and replenished in this world, Bible says that Cain rose up and slew his brother. Yes, sir. God asked Cain, my friend, about his brother Abel, and he told him, am I my brother's keeper? Huh? Am I my brother's keeper? Huh? That man, you say, preacher, he didn't create Cain. My friend, he created Adam. And he told Adam to replenish the earth. Be fruitful. Multiply. Yes, sir. I'm just going to be honest with you. You might say, preacher, I didn't know we was created in the image of God. That's exactly what he said. Was it not? In his image, in his likeness, brother, and he loved man. Did he not? I believe you'll find in the scriptures, brethren, that there's not anything, brethren, that God wouldn't do for the man of which he created. He could have done away with Cain. Do you know that? He could have done away with him. But the fact of it is, my friend, Cain had already done what he had already done. Did he not? He did move him. He did move him. He sent him out. Yes, sir. And even Cain knowed, my friend, he said, a fugitive and a vagabond shall I be. A wanderer. Brethren, there's a lot of wanderers today. Do you know that? They are. There's a lot of people just wandering around trying to figure out where they fit. I'll tell you where you fit. You fit where God created you. Glory to God! It might be the year 2022. My friend, it might be, brethren, but God created man, and man is still man. Preacher, I don't believe that. You're going to have to take a lot of the Bible out. Bible says, my friend, listen, he loved him. He loved this man. This man of whom he created and this man of whom he sent out, my friend, because of the sin of which they had committed. Brethren, he still loved this man and he would still do anything he could, brethren, to have fellowship with him. When Adam sinned, my friend, there was something broken between God and man. Yes, they were. I know that God spoke with many men down through the ages of time, but brethren, none did he, my friend, walk with like he did that of Adam in the cool of the day. Think about it. God loved this man. His own image, in his own likeness. Brethren, that as man began to grow and multiply, the Bible says that they growed more, my friend, independent in one sense of the way. They growed to the place, my friend, that they did not like to retain God in their mind. The Bible says that their hearts was only evil continually. Only evil continually. There's something, my friend, about man that God said, no doubt I've created him. He's in my likeness. He's in my image. Brethren, I know there's some good in this man. The Bible says that he repented that he made man on the earth. Yes, sir. Repented that he made man on the earth. Why? He said, seeing he also is flesh. Flesh! There's something, brother, that happened to man that God couldn't stand. Preacher, you can't say that. Why did he repent? Huh? He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, though his days be 120 years. Huh? Though his days be 120 years, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Brethren, what that mean? Tells me his spirit strove with them. Tells me, my friend, that his spirit, my friend, done all that he could for mankind, and mankind ignored him. Yes, sir. Ignored him. Wouldn't pay him no mind. Yes, sir, we so far advanced in this world, aren't we? Huh? We so far advanced in this world that we're just like them. What are we like, Herman? We're like man. Huh? Think about it. You say, preacher, I don't know about all this. The Bible teaches us. You read it. It said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Glory to God! And brethren, after that, the Bible says that God remembered Noah. Preacher, who was Noah? He is man. He is man. Think about it. He is man. Yes, sir. Thank God. Thank God. In the midst of a wicked world, he found a man. Thank God he could depend on. Yes, sir. You know what he done? He gave him a pattern. Yes, sir. He set him down and he said, you build an ark. Build an ark. Think about it. Think about it. I don't know. I'm just as honest as I can be. I don't know. The scripture don't say. It don't get in no big to-do of how many helpers he had. He probably had some. He probably had some that didn't even believe in what he was doing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But brethren, thank God he built an ark just like God told him. And one day, God said, come into the ark. Now, I don't know, brethren, but I personally believe, my friend, that his long-suffering had run out. Who was he long-suffering for? Was it not the man of whom he had created? Was it not that he is long-suffering, brother, to that man that he had created? Thank God, until his long-suffering run out. You back up a little bit. I'm just going to give you what I got. I've preached this for years. I'm still going to preach it. You say, preacher, that ain't what he was talking about. It might not be, but I'm going to preach it. Huh? 120 years, he said, though They live for 120 years. He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. No, sir. Not always strive. Brethren, I believe he strove with that generation that he had for 100 years. 100 years. I can't help it. I believe his long suffering run out. He didn't make it 120. Huh? You think about it. You think about Noah was 500 years old when God spoke to him, build an ark. Yes, sir. The Bible says in the 600th year of Noah's life, my friend, God told him to come into the ark. Huh? Gather all the animals. Is that not right? Brethren, then after that, it was 7 days. Yes, sir, 7 days. My friend, and he told Noah, he said, come forth into the ark. Who, preacher? That man that God had created. And 8 souls entered the ark. 8 souls entered the ark. Who were they, preacher? They was that man that God had created just like him. In his own image. In his own likeness. Brethren, and Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Do you know God didn't forget Noah? He never did forget Noah. The scripture teaches us, my friend, if you'll read it, that ark was on the face of the waters, my friend, for 1 solid year. 1 solid year it was on the face, my friend, of the waters. Until it rested in Ariad. Yes, sir. And thank God when it rested on Ariat, my friend, Noah didn't run out of that ark. Huh? No, sir. He didn't run out of that ark. He sent the birds. Y'all know all that. I'm not going to get into all that. Brethren, the man that God loved and created was on that ark. But thank God he didn't leave him there, folks. Lamech was Noah's father. And when Noah was born, Lamech said, we shall call him Noah, for he shall comfort us concerning the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Huh? He shall comfort us. Comfort us. Glory. Glory to God. Just looking through the scriptures, all I could ever see was he destroyed the earth. How's that comfort? That wasn't what he was talking about. I couldn't see no further. I couldn't see, brethren, how Noah was going to comfort them concerning the earth. Think about it. Brethren, that God done in the days of Noah, even though a lot of folks, my friend, didn't make it, he still had man on his mind. And man on his heart. Yes, sir. Bible says when they come forth from the ark, and the scripture says that they removed the covering. I ain't got time to get into all that. I want you to think, brethren, that man of whom he had created in the first chapter of the book of Genesis, that man, my friend, that he had made in his own likeness and his own image, he told him to come forth of the ark. And they removed the covering. It's what the scripture says. They removed the covering and God, and he made an altar. Yes, sir. And God began to speak to that of Noah. And brethren, he said, Noah, he said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. The man that had found grace in the eyes of God. Yes, sir. God loved man. God loved the man that he had created. And he told him, he said, Noah, he said, there shall be a bow in the cloud. He said, I will never destroy this earth again by water. Yes, sir. And he said, when I see the bow, I'll remember. You know, it's important that God remembers the covenant that he had with man. The truth of it is, whether you know about it or whether you believe it or not, my friend, it's not the thing. It's whether or not he, thank God, remembers you. That's what means. Yes, sir. The scripture says, he said, when I see the bow, talking about God, when I see the bow, he said, I will remember my covenant. With what? With man. Huh? With man. Brethren, he made that covenant with man, my friend, that dwelled on earth. Why? Because he loved that man. He loved that man. You hear me? He said, as long as time is, I've heard people say, I've heard preachers preach down through the years that you wouldn't be able to tell one season from another. Well, you won't find that in the scripture. You'll actually find the contrary. The contrary. And it comes out of what he had told Noah. He said, Noah, he said, as long as this earth stands, he said, there'll be seed time and harvest. He said, there'll be night and day, morning and evening. Huh? Winter? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't believe that. Go and read it. It's in here. He'll show you. Yes, sir. Go and read it. That ain't all. That ain't all that he give that of Noah. Brethren, when he come off of that ark and told him to replenish, he said, behold, if I can find it. If I can find it. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds went forth out of the ark. Listen. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground. Do you hear that? What? I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I have done. What about that? Lamech, when Noah was born, he named his son Noah. For he shall comfort us concerning the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Huh? He shall comfort us. Preacher, he's talking about man. He comforted that he cursed
For man's sake, my friend. Think about it. Go on. Go on. There's been men down through the ages of time, brethren, that was close to God, that believed in God. We've been having a little in our Sunday school about Abraham. And brethren, Abraham believed God. I honestly believe if there had been a man that could have brought salvation, Abraham would have been the man. But he couldn't bring salvation. He couldn't bring that all together that man needed. Even though that God done these things down through the Old Testament, and brethren, he done many of them. He done things for man, brethren, that he wouldn't ever have done had it not been for the man he created. Even at that, my friend, in the days of Noah, he said, knowing, this is man. This is man. Is it not? He said, I'll not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Evil from his youth. What man was he talking about? He was talking about that man that he'd created. That man that was in his own likeness. That man that is in his own image. But brethren, he had something in store for the man that he had created. Abraham believed God. And it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Yeah. Abraham, can I tell you something this morning? You believe God and you see, my friend, if righteousness don't follow you. You see if righteousness don't clothe you. If you believe God. I'm not talking about just believing in a worldwide realm of God. I'm talking about believe God from the heart. Believing, my friend, from the heart. Brethren, for salvation takes over. Brethren, righteousness will clothe you. Do you know that? Man, my friend, that he had created from the beginning. Yes, sir. He wanted so. Brethren, to have fellowship with that man. Yes, sir. Abraham believed God. You read about Abraham, and you'll find, my friend, that God even told Abraham. When him and Lot had separated, and Lot had chosen the well-watered plains, the Bible says that the Lord spake to Abram, and he said, wherever you put your foot down, he said, I'm going to give it to you. Just wherever you put your foot down, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to give it to you. And he done that, did he not? Abraham, the man of God, the friend of God, the man of faith. And if you have faith today, brethren, you're a child of Abraham. I can preach that. It's the truth. You're a child of Abraham. And the Bible says that it was instituted, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Was it not? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, sir. Go on. Yet, my friend, God had not found that fellowship. He had not found that fellowship. Searching. You might think a lot of this, my friend, is something new and that it ain't never been said and read and all such as that. But I'm going to read you something if I can find it right quick. I'm going to read you something. There was a man, my friend, that wept. because there was no man worthy to loose the seals from off the book. Was they not? He wasn't able. No man had been found worthy. No man had been found worthy, my friend, to loose the seals from off the book. The scripture says, my friend, he said, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. No man. No man, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, my friend, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Brother Daniel, glory, just as far as you want to go, brethren, there's no man worthy to open that book. The Bible says even to look on, huh? Even to look on. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals. Who was the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David? Brethren, it's none other than the Son of God Himself. Brethren, that became worthy to loose the seals, to read the book, to open the way for man that God loves so much. For man. For man. When Jesus came into this world, my friend, there's nobody that had been found worthy. Nobody had been found worthy to loose the seals. But God, in the midst of the Old Testament, I think of it quite often about the men. The men, my friend, that lost their lives, brethren, trying to prophesy about what was coming. Prophesy about the coming Messiah. Prophesy. Why was they prophesying? They were not prophesying, brethren, to just beat the air. They was given the Word of God as that of God come upon them by the Holy Spirit. And it was for man's sake. Man's sake. Yes, sir. Man that had been created in his own likeness and in his own image. Now you might think, well, preacher, I don't know about man. He's awful wicked. Scripture teaches you he is. The scripture says he is. The Bible tells us about man. But brethren, when Christ came into this world, He come to do what? He come to give life. He said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. More abundant life. That's what He's bringing man. Was it not? Did He not bring it to man? That He had created. That He had lost fellowship with. Brethren, something had to be mended back up. Something had to be repaired. You go over to the prophets, my friend, and they cried out and they called him the repairer of the breach. The repairer of the breach. He is one that was born like a root out of a dry ground. Was he not? Yes, sir. He come into this world, my friend. This world was full of sin. Why? Because of man. Because of man. But yet he brought something. Brethren, that man, brethren, might have fellowship with God once again. Once again. Once again. He loved man all the way down through. Tried to do all he could do for that of man. Now, when Christ came into this world, he come because of sin, because of righteousness, and because of judgment. Those three things, what the Scripture teaches us. They was one that had the keys of death and hell. They were. Preacher, I don't understand that. He had the keys of death and hell. Oh, Satan himself. And he tempted Christ. Did he not? Tempted Christ. But he did not overcome Christ. Nor could he overcome Christ. Brethren, the devil, the Bible says that we stood in jeopardy all day, all our journey. We stood in jeopardy. Brethren, the shadow, the death, the shadow of death held over us. Yes, sir. That's what man was used to. All down through the Old Testament, because of that of one man's sin. Yes, sir. Many became sinners by one man's sin. Why some folks figure out, they say, well, I'm not a bad person. You don't, we ain't talking about bad persons. Do you know what you got to be saved? You got to be lost. Yes, sir. You got to come to the knowledge, brethren, that without God, you're going to die and go to hell. That you're just a sinner. Sinner. Why, preacher, God ain't going to send me to hell. You are exactly right. You're going to make a choice and wind up there. Preacher, I don't like that kind of preaching. Brethren, if your heart ain't right with God, you're not going with Him. Do you know that? Not going to make it. I don't care how good you are. I don't care if you give everything you got away, my friend, and you ain't got nothing in this world. That don't mean you're going to make it to heaven. There's one reason, and Christ come for that reason. Man needed something. Man that God had created in His own image, in His own likeness, that man needed something. And he could not find it with himself. He could not. He could not. Brethren, at our best, you go and read the 14th chapter of the book of Job, and it'll just do you good to read the whole book of Job. But you read the 14th chapter, my friend, and he'll tell you a little bit, brethren, about what man looked to, what he looked forward to. But Job looked just a little bit farther. Do you know that? He said, if a man die, shall he live again? Brethren, in their day he didn't. In their day he didn't. But Job saw something. He knowed something. If a man dies, shall he live again? He said, all All of my appointed days will I wait till my change comes. Glory! Glory! Brother Jesus brought a change for man, my friend. That's what he brought. A change for man. That he had created after his own likeness and after his own image. He sought man. And brethren, man continually rejected him. Read it. We got the stories. His own people that he called his own people, the apple of his eye. Do you know, I'll get in trouble, my friend, trying to explain some of that, but did you know we all got an apple of the eye? There's a portion of the eye, physical eye, my friend, that's called the apple. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's the center of all. Think about it. That man that he created, and brethren, them that he called the apple of his eye, he wanted to bless them on their journey. But he wanted fellowship. He wanted that kind of fellowship that he had with Adam in the beginning. But sin had separated. Sin had caused a breach. Man could get so close, but he could not make the crossing. He couldn't. Had no way. Job also said he had no days, man. He had no days, man. He had nobody that'd go in between for it. Think about it. Man, he gave man the preeminence above all things. Bible says that he made him just a little lower than the angels. But brethren, he gave him the hierarchy. He gave him the highest point, my friend, over all the earth. Yes, sir. That's how he created him. He created him, my friend, to be over all. That's how much he thought of the man that he created. But yet they were something in man that he could not, my friend, get a hold of because they was no days, man. That breach had already been made. Sin had already separated. And they wouldn't but one sacrifice to pay the sin debt. Man couldn't pay it. The Bible says, you know why Christ came down and put on the robe of flesh? He put on the robe of flesh, my friend, that he might be able to reach the man of whom he had created. Yes, sir. And when Christ came, I'll bring my remarks to a close. I ain't got time. The book is full. Do you know that? What did the scripture say that the angels came down when Mary, my friend, was over there and the salutation was given, my friend? It said, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Huh? Peace and goodwill toward men. When he is born. Yes, sir. Holy. Thank God, holy. Yes, sir. Holy. Glory. How is it, brother, the Holy Ghost can get on the inside of a man? It didn't used to work that way, but it does today. There's another image. Yes, sir. There's another image. We're in His image. We're in His likeness. Whether we believe it or not, you can go to the book of Romans. Brethren, you can find out the image of God. Do you know that? You can go to the book of Corinthians. Now, I know a lot of folks says, well, preacher, that's after a while that we'll bear his image. I beg to differ with you. We bear his image, my friend, in this world. If you've been born again, thank God you've got the image of God. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. That's what he brought. He brought, my friend, to where there was a breach, my friend. He brought it together. Yes, sir. There's no more breach between God and man. If there's a breach, my friend, it's because you have not believed upon him as your personal Savior. It is an individual, my friend, thing. You cannot, will not get close enough without the blood being applied. You'll not make it. Man. You say, preacher, he thinks that much of man today? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're living in a wicked day. Mostly. We're living in a time of trouble. Mostly. We're living in days of despair. Mostly. Are we not? But brethren, the scripture teaches us that we do not have to be that child of darkness. I'm not a child of dark. And you're not either if you've had a relationship with Jesus Christ the Lord. You're not in darkness. Brethren, that day will not overtake you as a thief in the night. No, it won't. My friend, you've got something. Bible says you've got an auction from the Holy One this morning. Yes, you have. An auction. I appreciate that God thinks of man. Don't you? Bruce, you missed a good part this morning, but I'm gonna say this. No, you didn't miss it. You didn't miss it. I got it. I got it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sometime, Bruce, he said it's pretty good this morning, but it wasn't as good as he had last night. Huh? That what you said? Huh? What happened last night? Huh? Somebody visited you, right? You say, preacher, y'all talk out of y'all's mind. Y'all talk about people visiting you. Come get a verse of song. Mike, I don't know your heart this morning. I don't know what you stand in need of, but I can tell you one thing. I'm not a stranger anymore. I'm not a pilgrim anymore. I'm not a pauper anymore. No, sir. Thank God I'm a rich man. Glory! Got royalty! Thank God about me this morning. Yes, sir. I'm a king and a priest and a royal priesthood. Yes, sir. Preacher, you a man. I sure am. Do you know what? I'm glad God loves men. Ain't you? Ain't you? Ain't you? Did you know? I hate to be the one to tell you. There's no way, form, or fashion in this life, my friend, that you will ever repay the Lord. Ever. 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 I don't care how long you live. Ever. Never. You'll never, brother, ever give him repaid today.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm. Why that, preacher? Because he didn't save you for you to repay him.
Yeah.
Thank God he saved you for you to live for him. Glory! Glory to God! Preacher, I didn't know that's what he's for. That's exactly what he done. That you might live for him.
Amen.
He knows you, man. Do you know that? He knows you're a man. Bruce, he knows you're a man. David said in his day. And David, I tell you, I like the book of Psalms. Don't you? David knows what it was, my friend, to have a high tower. He said he run into it. He know what it was to have a rock. Yes, sir. He said, by my God, he said, I've run through a troop. And by my God, he said, I've leaped over a wall. Over a wall. Brother, mountains will cease. Yes, they will. He's my high tower. David said, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Glory. Glory. Preacher, it can't be that good. No, it ain't. It's better than this. It is. It's better. It's better.
Yeah.
Man. He knows. David said, I started to say a while ago, David said, he knoweth my uprising. He knows when I'm up. Bruce, he knows when you're up. Don't he, Leroy? He knows when you're down. He said, he knows my down city. Preacher, I ain't got none of them. You a man, ain't you? Huh? Yes, sir. And he knows my thoughts afar off. Afar. 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 Glory to God, folks. Feel like shouting this morning. Afar off. He knows.
Yeah.
My thoughts. He knows. We sang a song sometimes. There are days I'd like to be with the Lord just all alone. Just all alone. We sung a song this morning. You don't hear sung very much. It's a beautiful song. The message to man. The message to man. Words of love.
Yeah.
From above. Glory. Glory to God. You ain't never had no words from above. Shame on you. Shame on you. Yes, sir. I wouldn't care, my friend, if I was just in the bed and they started calling out Samuel. Was you? Glory! Sometimes I just like to hear his voice.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Man. Created man in his own likeness, in his own image. And brethren, I want you to know something. The day come that of which Jesus Christ, our Lord, done
It done two things. Well, preacher, what do you mean two things? It done two things. Probably done more than that, but it done two things. It satisfied God, and it satisfied man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Satisfied. Are you satisfied? Huh? If you're not satisfied, you can get satisfied. Yes, you can. Right here in this world, you can know. I ain't going to preach it. My friend, you'll know after a while where you've been saved or not. You know right now. You know before you leave this place. Yes, you can. Yes, sir. I know that I know that I know that I know. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. Christ is mine this morning. Glory, hallelujah. Let us stand.